Federal Reserve policymakers are trying to bring the sluggish economy back to life. They cut a key short-term interest rate yesterday by a quarter of a percentage point. But investors wanted a bigger cut, and stock prices fell sharply. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Yesterday's cut brings short-term rates down to their lowest level in 7 years. The key federal funds rate, which is the rate that banks charge each other for overnight loans, was cut from 3.75% to 3.5%, and the discount rate fell to 3%. In a statement released after the cut was announced, Fed officials said the risk of weakness in the economy continues to outweigh the dangers of inflation, which means they are ready to consider more rate cuts down the road. The statement cited the same economic problems that have plagued the country all year: a sharp slowdown in business spending, falling corporate profits, and weakening export markets overseas. James Glassman is senior economist at J.P. Morgan.
With the dollar relatively high, we've got a double whammy hurting all of our exporters. They're suffering not only because business abroad is weak, but also because the dollar is strong, and it makes exporters have to work all the harder to be competitive.
But in one important way, the statement sounded an optimistic note. It said that household demand has been sustained. Consumer spending, which makes up two-thirds of the U.S. economy, has been a pillar of strength this year, keeping the country out of recession. In June, Fed officials detected signs that it was weakening, but the statement yesterday suggests they've grown somewhat more optimistic. Again, James Glassman.
I think what they're saying is we're hopeful that the consumer sector is holding up and that we'll work through these other problems soon, and that with the rate cuts that they have done and the fiscal stimulus that's underway now, that might be enough to restore the economy.
The suggestion by Fed officials that they were ready to cut interest rates again if needed came as good news to the bond market. Prices rose across the board, and the yield on two-year Treasury notes fell to its lowest level since they were first issued nearly 30 years ago. But in the stock market, prices fell sharply. The NASDAQ Composite Index was down more than 2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1.5% of its value. The stock market has been falling in recent weeks because of the steady stream of weak corporate earnings reports, and investors have been looking for signs of optimism. But with the essentially gloomy remarks by the Fed yesterday and the relatively modest quarter percentage point rate cut, investors saw little reason to celebrate, says Sunwon Son, chief economist at Wells Fargo Banks.
The purpose of today's cut really is to boost investor and business confidence. And it did not do that because the market was hoping for a half a point cut, but it got what it expected, a quarter point cut. And I would say, to some extent, the Federal Reserve Board may have wasted its ammunition by only going for a quarter point cut.
With this latest cut, it's now been 8.5 months since the Fed began reducing interest rates. Already there are scattered signs that the long slowdown may be nearing an end. Long-term bond rates have finally come down a bit, which means lower mortgage rates and a more comfortable borrowing environment for troubled companies. And only this week, an index of leading economic indicators rose for the fourth straight month. But economists say it usually takes at least a year for interest rate cuts to filter into the broader economy. In the meantime, layoffs are mounting, and nearly every day seems to bring more disappointing earnings news. The U.S. economy will inevitably rebound, economists say, but the process could be a long and fitful one. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.